and welcome to episode 155 of Game Over Nation. I am your host, Ryan De La Rosa, and with me this week is Gabriel Philbin.
Just fuck me up.
And Dylan Roush. Yep, pretty much. That's what I was thinking. Exactly. Javi, I think Javi, he's somewhere.
He gave in to fatigue.
Yeah, he gave in to fatigue. That guy's been working a lot.
There actually was a bomb threat at Amazon today, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That guy's been working a lot, so we gave him the night off.
Not in Javi's building. He's in, like, a newer main campus building now.
Yeah.
This was at the main buildings that he used to be in, but not anymore.
He's too busy. He's so tired from sending all those Snapchats. So Gabe, I guess we'll just hop right into what we're doing. Gabe, you go ahead. Tell us what you're doing.
Oh, gosh. Well, I beat Dragon Age.
Yeah?
I did it.
Yay.
They said I wouldn't. The world was against me.
Did anyone say that?
I don't think
the
world was against me.
We just assumed Gabe was just going to endlessly do side missions until he just gave up.
Just forever.
Until the game disc melted.
By the way, Gabe, thanks for answering on that multiplayer request.
What? Oh, from last night? I saw that when I was in bed, and I was like,
I'm not going to even say no.
I'm a dick. You are a dick.
Is there an echo in here? It sounds like I'm talking.
I don't think so.
Okay. It's just the things talking about me being a dick just sounded exactly like me.
Mm-hmm.
So. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Dragon Age, super cool. I actually ended up being, like, pretty over-leveled by the end. Mainly because I killed all the dragons.
Isn't the max level 20?
No, I got 23. Wow. Yeah, I finished at 23, and I think the rest of my party was 22. So I guess I could have, like, upped the difficulty to make it more challenging, but I really don't care about the difficulty in that game. Like, the challenge isn't why I played Dragon Age.
You want to play a nightmare and get a trophy?
No, because I didn't even get the freaking trophy for killing all the dragons, and I did that.
Maybe there's one more secret dragon.
No, I killed 10 out of 10 dragons and then the one in the story.
10 out of 10.
Maybe there's a secret.
A secreter dragon.
Have you looked for the secret dragon, Gabe?
I'm chasing the dragon.
I killed one.
That's pretty baller.
There's an area that has three, and they're all, like, back to back, and I did them all in one run, and that was pretty fun.
But
fighting the dragons is, like, they're the most fun fights of the game. It is a little, like, as they keep going, it is a little disappointing because, like, they're all very, very similar. Mm-hmm. I don't know what other Dragon Age dragons have been like. Dylan, was there like variety in the last games?
There wasn't as many.
Okay, like in this one, they're just like they'll have different resistances and
there wasn't they there weren't they were different in the sense that they weren't as good. it was basically just bigger enemies that do a lot of damage and spit fire at you, but they don't really take off.
Okay.
Yeah. I have not seen one yet, so I guess there's that.
I hope you run into the one in the hinterlands.
Is that one, like, super, super powerful or something?
No.
I mean, it's just like hinterlands is the first zone, and there's a fair chance you won't be the same level as this dragon when you first see it.
Right. Yeah, I haven't run into anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess
I didn't spend as much time in the hinterlands before I left as Gabe did.
I think my final clock in was like 76 hours or something like that.
Good God.
So I had a fair chunk in there.
Jesus.
I think I'm at 12 right now. Mm-hmm. 12 hours. Which is probably more time than I've spent with a game in a while.
Yeah.
So
you don't play video. What are you doing on this fucking podcast?
I keep switching. That's the most time I've spent with a game in a while.
Yeah, like now I have to go through Shadows of Mordor, which I got from like Black Friday. And I feel like I'm not even gonna touch the story in that game and just do the Nemesis system.
Yeah.
Which I'm totally fine with. From what I see of the Nemesis system, it seems like what I want in a game like that. So, we'll see how that goes I'll get to that this week, maybe even after we stop recording. Not sure. But
me, we have D&D business.
Well, is that happening tonight? We'll figure it out.
That's what Harris said. He said he wanted to roll the characters tonight.
Okay. Yeah, we can do that then. And then beyond that, Ryan, we played some Tabletop Simulator.
We did.
Tabletop Simulator is amazing.
It was fun. All of Cards Against Humanity is in there.
Before Ryan and I played Cards Against Humanity, Devin, John, Harris, and I played Settlers of Catan. And once again, like the Monopoly game we played, I think about a month ago, I got fucked over despite, like, I was, like, inches away from victory and then just fucked over repeatedly, just over and over, like a snowball.
By fucked over, do you mean people rolled dice better than you?
They conspire.
No, yeah, it was all the dice rolling. All the dice rolling.
That's what always happened to me. I'm ahead the whole time, and then we get conspiracies behind my back.
Collusion!
I had, so like, in Settlers of Catan, I had a monopoly on brick. Every brick square or hexagon thing was mine. I had them all. I think, like, the numbers that, the numbers to get me brick were rolled, like, five or six times throughout the whole game, but everyone else just kept trading in their resources and trading them in for brick, so I just got completely boned. But I was at, like, 9 points, and I just needed one more to win, and I would have built, like, my last settlement, but before I could build it, I rolled a 7, so I had to get rid of half of my cards because I had too many. So I didn't win because of that. So that was great. So I take everything back. Tabletop Simulator's terrible. Don't buy it. It's horrible. And I always lose at Cards Against Humanity, too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, that was a close game, though. It came down to...
Yeah, it was all tied at the end.
We tied, like, I made a strong comeback at the end, and then it was all tied up. And then we only had 3 people, and it was Harris's turn. And he was like, oh, I can't win! Because it was his turn to be the chooser. So what do? We had everyone laid out, and then we all typed our answer into the chat box and all counted to 3 and hit enter.
Yeah.
To see who would win.
Yeah, I didn't. I think you did, right, Ryan? Or was it
no,
Harris?
No, it was Harris. Harris won. Harris won. Harris.
Yeah. Is there a game in there that I can flex my superior trivia moves?
There's definitely trivia in there.
Probably, yeah. There's got to be something.
It's just like, so it's like, it's kind of like a tool, my understanding of it. Like, Tabletop Simulator is a tool, and then you can just make a mod for it. Mm-hmm. Like, and then just go to town.
Okay, because so, I'm pretty baller at trivia.
Trivia would be fun. And, like, yeah. Risk is in there, all that crap.
I'm not baller at Risk.
I think I've played one full game of Risk in my life, and I'm pretty sure I played it wrong.
Risk makes everyone likely mad. Yeah. I have Lord of the Rings Risk at my house.
Yes, that's what I had. That's the only Risk I will
and
play.
And I always played as the Uruk-hai.
Yeah. I haven't played a game of Risk in God knows how long. I haven't played a tabletop game in God knows how long. I don't really count Cards Against Humanity as a true tabletop. I mean, it's a card game. But
yeah, but tabletops, it's pretty fun.
See,
when,
yeah, it's really fun.
Since we are all remote from each other.
Yeah. Lord of the Rings had really weird rules. Like, you were supposed to, like, it was like the game was like on a timer or something.
And
the
like,
timer was that every couple moves the fellowship would move.
Huh.
And once the fellowship hit Mount Dew, the game was over.
Okay. Well, that's kind of nice.
But we just said fuck that and we just played like normal.
Risk is going to go fucking forever.
You know, say Ukraine is weak. Hey, buddy, we're playing again. Ukraine is game to you?
I don't know what's happening.
It's an old Seinfeld episode.
Ukraine is actually strong. Have you seen those glorious Download times?
We haven't had to do that in a while, Dylan. There hasn't been a large enough release on PC
to
warrant.
There hasn't been a TF2 update that's broken at release like normal.
Switching our server download over to Ukraine because that's the closest location. It's not. It's just the Ukraine. So
no one else would pick Ukraine. So I would be able to download it way before everyone else.
Yeah.
And craft those numbered hats.
If you type Ukraine into YouTube, the first thing that auto pops up is Ukraine is weak.
I was expecting Coney.
Ukraine Coney?
Never Ukraine forget Coney 2012. Joseph Kony is hiding in Ukraine.
That was one of the prizes in the Cards Against Humanity 10 Days of Kwanzaa or whatever.
Yeah, the Kony 2012
sticker. Yeah, there's a Kony 2012 sticker in there.
Oh, man.
But here you I go, think Gabe. That's as far as games go for me. I watched a lot of movies. Javi, Rachel, and I, we watched... I brought the Babadook to their place. The Babadook's like maybe my favorite horror movie. Like, I think
didn't it just come out?
Yeah, it came out. I don't know, like original release, but North America release is pretty recent. But you can rent it on Amazon or Google for like $7, I think.
I see.
So that's how I've done it, and I love that movie. That movie's great. I like things that explore mental illness and just depressing shit like that, and the Babadook does that really well. Yep. Also, while being scary is all hell. And then after that, we went and watched The Hunger Games 3 Part 1. I don't know what it's called. I've never seen a Hunger Games movie or read the book. I just kind of went. It wasn't that good. I'll say that. Yeah. And Javi and Rachel have seen the other Hunger Games movies, and they agreed, so it's not just the guy who hasn't seen it that doesn't think it's good. Hasn't seen any of the Hunger Games, just think it's good. So, ha. Credibility.
Yeah.
And then they found out I hadn't seen 28 Days Later, and they made me watch that.
Right.
And that was good.
How'd that go?
That was good. Uh-huh. It was like, there's some really weird things in 28 Days Later, like, There's one.
When does Sandra Bullock show up?
I think that's 28 weeks later.
I think it's either 28 days or 28 weeks.
It's not 28 days, dude.
Yeah, she wasn't in days. I'm assuming that's weeks. I have not seen weeks. No,
it just doesn't have later at the end.
Oh, you said Sandra Bullock. Oh, God.
I know. Right.
Okay. I was thinking.
Yeah, it's 28 days, not 28 days later.
There's a movie with Sandra Bullock called 28 Days. Yeah. Okay. There's the joke.
there's the joke.
Oh. Okay.
But yeah, that's one of the more interesting zombie-esque movies.
You guys need to step up your fucking Sandra Bullock game. What the fuck? Yeah,
I think the last movie with Sandra Bullock I've seen was Miss Congeniality 2.
Excuse me, Ryan. All you need is Speed. The first one.
Right.
Not the sequel.
I haven't seen Speed 1. I've seen Speed 2.
The sequel has William Dafoe.
And that's why it is better.
I don't know.
Dennis Hopper is a better villain.
I boat. Don't believe you. I don't believe you.
My money!
Is there a Speed 3?
Oh, God. I don't know.
There's probably a straight-to-DVD release somewhere.
I think there was like a rumor of another Speed movie coming out. That might be what I'm thinking of.
God, not until Bill and Ted comes out. Not until the new Bill and Ted. You leave your hands off Keanu until he's done with that, all right?
I think that's about where I can cap off my week.
Okay. Dolan?
I didn't do a whole lot.
Yeah?
I guess I played Destiny's new expansion.
How's that going?
I don't like it. The missions are cool, but then they just introduce new and more annoying ways to grind. Because they can't think of any content to keep people interested.
Wait, are you talking about WoW?
No. Because that actually does hold my interest much longer.
Gotcha.
Which is unfortunate, but...
Yeah.
I did play some more WoW. I did play D&D on Saturday night. We started a campaign.
Yeah?
That was fun. I drank a lot of sake.
Who's we?
Oh, Sam and some other friends from Utah.
Gotcha.
We actually had the books, unlike what we're trying to do here online.
When you play D&D in Utah, the house doesn't catch on fire as you summon all the satanic things? As you do all the dark rituals?
No, there's many spots of dark rituals. Like my parents' house.
Like their fucking alcohol laws.
Yeah, the Zion curtain is pretty bad. I can't ship booze to me, so I can never taste Ryan's booze. This is the moment where Utah's forever ruined.
I would just have to bring it with me.
That's true. But then I'd have to go to Utah. Feel like we should all go camping out in the desert.
Yeah, I'd be down to do it. It's always been weird timing whenever you had invited us.
Yeah, I've taken Javi and Foz out to the desert.
Yeah. I mean, you've invited me. It's always been at a weird time where I wasn't able to go. I'd like to go.
Yeah, I'm wondering if I should try going, because we own property down in central Utah where it's not the desert in the sense that there's sand dunes and stuff. It's more high desert where it's like a plateau and shit.
Right.
I've never camped out on that property. I've always camped out on like the sand dunes and shit.
Cool.
Because I always just sleep right on the sand.
Right.
Because that shit's way comfier than a goddamn forest floor.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be cool.
Squishy old sand. I mean, I don't really like sand. It's coarse and guts everywhere.
Fuck you.
God, I hate you.
This is the moment that the podcast is forever ruined.
We're going to take turns running up on a plateau yelling, "I've got the high ground!"
It'll just be me and Ryan running, like, doing, like, leapfrog running of just, like, going a little bit higher up a sand dune, screaming, "I have the high ground," at each other.
And swinging real swords at each other.
We built a cabin until someone gets hurt. At the property in central Utah. So, for any of you chicken shits out there who can't handle sleeping outside, you're still not invited, because I don't want to invite, like, people I don't converse with. But just saying, out of our hangout group.
Right.
We can shoot guns freely.
America.
That's always fun. That's like the whole reason I want to buy some land out in the middle of nowhere, Texas, is just so like me and Barry and Ben can go out there and shoot guns freely.
Yeah, I go out to some other property of ours and just whole safe of guns dragged behind me.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because like where we're looking to buy, it's like 45 minutes, an hour from my house. So like that's even easy just on Saturday morning to like get up and go out there.
Hey, I can sell you some property. You want my Arizona property? Fuck Arizona.
No.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
That's really far. Is it ocean front?
No. No, it's not.
Darn.
In Arizona?
Yeah, that's a song.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, it's like an hour from the Grand Canyon.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't want that.
I'm never going to go fucking down there.
Yeah, I would never go out there either. That's why I don't want it.
Arizona to me is worthless. I mean, look at the Cardinals. Fucking worst game of the year last week almost.
I mean, it's not as bad as the Bears game right now.
The Grit Lords that are the Diamondbacks.
Ugh. So is that all you've been up to, Dylan?
Mostly, yeah. I did a lot of Christmas shopping.
I started venturing into that today. And I was like, alright, I know what to get my mom. I never know what to get my dad. I feel like if I get my sister any more Harry Potter memorabilia, she's gonna hate me.
You're a broomstick.
Broomstick and how to Quidditch.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Go to town.
And then I'm going down to Florida for Christmas, and there's like gonna be more people there. I don't know if I have to get gifts for everyone.
Nah.
Yeah, I'll just kind of like stealth it. Just like, hey, I'm your present. I'm sorry, your present sucks.
Sorry, your present is so awful.
Feel free to re-gift me. I kept the receipt. So what about you, Ryan?
Jump up your mother. Sorry. Anyone else see that? No.
No. I have no idea what you're talking about.
It's an episode of 30 Rock. they were having like the little kids singing show, like kind of like America's Got Talent, and that was the chick's catchphrase to the kids was "Go jump back up your mother."
Hey Gabe, here you go. Buy this one for your sister.
Oh God, I'm terrified of what. Oh, it's on eBay, so you know it's legit.
Right, totally.
No.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
We don't need to mention this.
No.
Probably not. Probably. No. I think we're good, probably.
Yeah, we're good.
I had to guess.
Yeah.
So, anyway, I have not... Like, I played more Dragon Age. And then I played Cards Against Humanity with Gabe and Harris and John for a little bit till John left. I don't recall him saying bye. He just kind of disappears. It was like, peaced out. Yeah, I'm done.
He couldn't take the humanity.
Right. Yeah. We were all against it, and he was like, that's not okay.
Fuck you.
Yeah, I think that's really been it.
The apartments below me sounds like they're fucking wrestling. I can just hear it, like, occasionally.
Perhaps
they just
are.
Got really hyped after that last NXT match.
I've been playing Dragon Age, and then I've been occasionally watching Peachy Anna's stream of it, and it's like a little look into the future. Like, I have no fucking idea what's going on, but seems cool.
Yeah, like I realized like. What I like about Dragon Age a lot is just, like, the politics of it. And I fucking hate politics, but politics are really cool when everyone listens to you.
When they do what you say. Yeah. It's awesome. Right?
Yeah. And there's, like, there's just some, like, cool stuff about that game, like, based on, like, what race you pick. Like, I was an elf, and there were some, like, contextual things where people would bring up, like, the past of elves being enslaved and call me like knife ear and shit, and it's like, this is kind of neat, you know. No. like terrible that you know that this is happening, but like, it's cool that the game is doing that.
You guys hear that? Gabe's an elf racist.
I was gonna say I find the elves to be like really boring in this.
Yeah,
apart from me,
much like the dwarves, I find the dwarves to be Varric's a dwarf, really fucking boring. He's the exception to the rule.
Well, like the cool thing about the dwarves is they make the coolest fucking tombs. Like, those things are so fun to look around. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the elves. Solas is boring. Solas hates me.
Like, I kind of hate you.
I made a decision in the game, and like I forgot about it saying he like greatly disapproves or something, and I think that happened like a few decisions in a row, and I finally went up to talk to him, and the conversation ended with like me saying like, I'm not demanding obedience, I'm just like trying to get everyone to work together, and he just says, if you want respect, do something worth respecting, and then the conversation ended. I was like, oh, this is where our relationship is gone.
I was going to say, Vivian isn't very fond of me.
Oh, man. Vivian. I really like Vivian. I know you don't like Vivian. I love Vivian.
She's such a bitch.
That's what's so great. She's all
it's
about...
It's not an endearing quality.
Well, not everyone needs to be likable. They just need, like... I like to make my party the most entertaining to be around.
Yes, but that is her, like, sole character trait.
She's, like, royalty, and then she's gonna, like, treat everyone else like garbage. And then there's, like, if you, like, talk to her more and do her side missions, you, like, learn more about her. And, like, underneath the shell of royalty, all that stuff. But, yeah, Vivian was always fun to have in the party and just, like, criticize people about what they're wearing. And I was like, fuck yeah. Fashion.
High fashion.
Yeah, so the main party I had was Vivian, Cassandra, and Iron Bull. Mainly because the conversations between Iron Bull and Cassandra and Iron Bull and Vivian are just great. Because, like, Iron Bull will call Vivian, like, the first time they talk, he calls her, like Vivi or something. And she essentially says, fuck off, don't call me that. And then he refers to her as ma'am for the rest of the game. And, by the end of the... actually, no, I won't get into any more details in case I get into spoiler territory accidentally.
I don't like Sarah very much, but since I'm running Varric, Sarah, and Cassandra, it's been pretty amusing, actually. She was like, hey, Cassandra, is your name really that fucking long? And Cassandra's like, yep. I have it written on all my clothes. And Sarah was like, is that true, Inquisitor? Does she have it written on her underwear? And I was like, oh my god, she knows.
Oh, man. Yeah, I like Sarah's annoying, but, like, that's kind of, like, her thing. She's just on, like, a different...
I guess the anarchy shtick gets old after a while.
She thinks out loud, pretty much. And, like, is, she sort of, I guess, like, is... lacks all sorts of empathy. It's, like, slightly sociopathic,
so she's a sociopath.
Yeah. To a certain degree.
That's wonderful. That's pretty wonderful.
I think that's pretty interesting. But yeah, she didn't like me because we weren't around trying to do pranks, and I was like, no, we're not doing this shit.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's enough Dragon Age talk.
Yeah, pretty much. That's just
Dorian is still the best, second best character in the game.
Sure.
All right, man. I never had him on party, so he was just kind of there. But hey, who's ready for news?
I am.
Oh boy, are you?
Mm-hmm.
So after the announcement of Street Fighter V getting exclusivity, console exclusivity to PS4, and also coming out on PC, Microsoft has come out to say that they are publishing the next Tomb Raider. What is it? Is like Rise of the Tomb Raider?
Yeah.
It's such a dumb name. But
it's a real dumb name. Yeah.
Did they go against Now It's No Longer Timed? It is...
Well, it hasn't been completely explicit whether
they
it's no longer timed now.
Were they?
No. Or at least not publicly. But now it is official that they are publishing it, so the timed exclusivity of Tomb Raider is sort of in question.
That's weird, because I thought that was a Square published game.
Yeah, I think Microsoft probably took over. Just they're like, we will give you this.
Square
much
was too busy building that Final Fantasy VII hype trailer.
Just see, it's gonna cost like $17 on
PS4. I've always thought the game was really overpriced on their like resales of it.
That's like Square Enix in general, pretty much. But, like, this game is, how old is it? It's
97, dude. It's almost 20 years old.
17 years old. It gets a dollar for every year.
Anyways, so, Tomb Raider.
Yeah, Tomb Raider. Do you guys think this is a good thing or a bad thing? Like,
no, it's a bad thing.
Third-party console exclusives.
I don't like it because it basically becomes a war of, hey, we're going to buy this company and make sure they're exclusive. And then it just makes everyone mad.
Yeah, I get that. But, like, what I...
In the terms of original stuff, like where before Halo... other companies, which, hey, Microsoft has a great first party exclusive in Halo. Let's try and top that with something else. That promoted healthy competition. This just creates, hey, let's buy out the next big franchise.
Mm-hmm.
It's the wrong kind of competition. It's not good competition.
Well, in Street Fighter's case, so like you could like argue this is like a response to Street Fighter.
See, I did like Microsoft answer about Street Fighter, where they're like, we already have a first party fighting game. We want to fund that one.
Yeah, because
Street Fighter 5. That is a good answer, actually.
Street Fighter 5 would absolutely not exist right now if Sony wasn't funding it. Like, it would absolutely not
exist. Are you sure
like,
about that?
Yeah.
You think?
Are you sure about that?
What's the Street Fighter, Mr. Street Fighter's name? Because he has said, like, he wasn't planning on doing Street Fighter 5 until, 2019.
That is a little horse shit.
Oh, okay. Well, it wouldn't exist right now, but it would definitely happen.
Yeah. I mean,
he would have
right
re-released
now.
4 another 6 more times.
Yeah, there would have been... 5 would have just been Super Street Fighter 4.
So that
4,
doesn't,
Turbo,
that doesn't
Ultra,
really
Mega
count,
Edition.
Gabe. That's not
well, like,
him.
It wouldn't be out, like, it wouldn't be coming out as soon as it is.
It's technically not. They just made the name Street Fighter 5. It's still going to be whatever new Ultra Hyper Extended whatever. They just put the 5 on the end of it now because Sony said, let's do it. It's not going to be as good as what would have come out in 2019. He could have just rode the Street Fighter 4 name for a few more years.
He was. How many versions of Street Fighter 4 are there?
Ryan said 6. I feel like that might be underselling it.
Probably.
Because there's another one coming out for PS4.
Yeah. I don't fucking
this
know.
This is
I'm
like third strike levels of... how many versions of that is there?
But... Yeah. So this is sort of how things were way back when, like... Third parties would make a game for, like, a Sega Genesis or a Super Nintendo. Like, that sort of deal. And times have changed now, but they've sort of, like, changed again to the point where I'm almost more comfortable with a game only coming out on one console because we just got a whole bunch of games this year that couldn't run on multiple consoles.
They couldn't run... We got a whole bunch of games that are only on one console and can't run as well.
Yeah, we did get Master Chief Collection, which has been broken for God knows how long.
Drive Club still doesn't work.
Yeah.
Last year, Battlefield didn't work.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure there was some more earlier this year.
I do feel the like if they're...
I don't know if it works.
If they only focused on one console, the chances of it being broken are slimmer. That is... I feel like that is a argument to be made. But I don't know, I think
I feel like this and it creates less of the competition of hey, we gotta make a game that's similar, that's better, into we gotta buy the bigger bigger name.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see that too. I do wonder like if was it Crystal Dynamics, is that who makes Tomb Raider?
Yes.
If like they come out and like say this is what we can do now because, like, we're only working on one console. If they do that.
I hope they release for PC then, because I actually really liked Tomb Raider.
The reboot. I still haven't played it.
I know, you refused to.
I own it. I did buy it. It was like $5.
I thought it was actually really good. It wasn't amazing. It wasn't Uncharted 2. But it was fun. It had really good gameplay.
Yeah, I just have... I feel like I should...
The bow and arrow was really satisfying.
I should wipe my Tomb Raider slate clean, because this seems like a... The more I look at it, like, this seems like a true reboot. Because the old Tomb Raider games, one, were not good. Were never good. And two, that franchise pretty much lived off the idea of Lara Croft having big boobs. That was like the thing about that franchise, and I was like, "That
they,
makes me
they were
uncomfortable.
They were unique for their time,
and unique that was in how bad they were." Oh,
well, you forget all 3D games were pretty bad at that time. Mario was, of course, the exception, but
dude,
3D
Bubsy was a revolution.
3D was definitely not the most polished.
Yeah, but, like, even after that, like, Tomb Raider Anniversary and Legends, whatever they were called, like, the ones that came out on 360, like, I played one of those on PC. Like, I played, I think, like, an hour or 2 hours of it, and I was like, this is not good.
See, I actually liked Tomb Raider 2, I thought was fucking amazing.
Mm-hmm.
But.
Yeah, so I should give it a fair shake.
Definitely, because it is... It's a different thing altogether. I mean, it's almost an open world like thing.
Okay.
I mean, it's weird. It's linear, and then it goes to these really big environments that you can kind of explore. So I shouldn't say linear. I mean, I shouldn't say open world. I was gonna say, think of it like Banjo. There's big open areas to explore, but then the mission actually takes place in a contained.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I do own it. I just checked my Steam list. And if I do like it, I can play the sequel because I have an Xbox One.
I don't know if
One.
I own this game.
Ryan,
I'm going to look.
I feel like that's pretty clear at this point. I have no idea what I own. No one with a Steam account knows what they own. Apparently, I own Sonic and All-Stars Racing Transformed.
Yeah,
I
you and Harris that. Bought that.
I didn't know that.
I was there.
Like,
you guys were hyping it up, and I was like, fuck that.
Like, I own both Witcher games. I didn't know I owned the first Witcher game.
It came with The Witcher 2. The one
okay,
that you
bought. There we go. What is Waking Mars?
Hey guys, could go on and on. My email just informed me that I've got another year of PlayStation Plus now. Cool.
Oh, bully.
I renewed.
I did see an article today saying, like, the total value of PlayStation Plus this year has been like $1,300. And it's not like exactly transferable because like it's sort of renting games versus buying them, but you know.
Right.
Still,
I haven't downloaded a lot of free games this year because I haven't been as interested as I was the year before.
Yeah, me too. Like,
PS4 doesn't have as good of a lineup as PS3 did.
Yeah. PS4's been pretty disappointing this year. This year in general has been.
So that's probably
relatively disappointing.
I'm waiting for Uncharted Golden Abyss to go on sale for free again.
No. Just play Persona 4 again.
I've been taking a break from that because I kind of burned myself out playing like 3 times through, like right in a row. PC and then PS3 and then through the disc and then on Vita again. I was like, okay.
Well, boy, did we get off topic. Well, there's another little Tomb Raider bit. And Tomb Raider may be getting a live action series, which
I was gonna say, is it like the movies? Those movies were terrible.
The Cradle of Light is a treasure. Okay.
Oh God, who is the guy in that movie?
Isn't it the same dude from Anacondas? This same gruffy dude.
I'll look it up.
I can't type. I have a mechanical keyboard in every
that's
listener.
That's why I was asking you to do it, because I don't want to type either.
It's not worth it. All right.
I'm doing it on my phone.
we'll tune back into that later. Next up, Papers, Please got released for iOS. But when it was first released, the nudity was taken out of the game. And now it's being added through a patch. It'll still default to off, but you can turn it back
on. Oh my god, it's Gerard Butler.
Gerard Butler's in Tomb Raider 2?
Yeah!
Jesus.
He's the guy that she loves yet hates.
Yeah. No. I'll have to watch Cradle of Light again now.
Guess who the villain is in that movie?
I don't want. Will Ferrell.
What?
Who? I don't know.
Hold on.
God damn it, Dylan.
Mads Freider.
Fucking stupid.
Which, actually, I love that fucking actor. He was great as Julius Caesar in Rome. And as Mads Freider.
So, Papers, Please, what it did show was kind of the hilarious policy Apple has on pornographic content. Which is in their
he
guidelines.
He was also in John Carter, and his
God
name was Tardos Moores.
Get off of IMDb, you fuck. This is a quote from Apple's guidelines of, "We view apps different than books or songs, which we do not curate. If you want to criticize a religion, write a book. If you want to describe sex, write a book or a song. Or create a medical app."
Wow, that's very passive aggressive from them.
It's like that's such an antiquated. Like, how are you so close-minded?
I just love that verbiage of if you want to criticize a religion, write a book. Like, who wrote that? Are you kidding me? But it's cool that the developer was able to patch it back in, because Apple said it was like a misunderstanding in their review process. Because there in that game there is like a point where like inspections take place, and you know, it's another layer of the terrible shit you have to go through as a border patrol man. But next up, who wants to play Final Fantasy 15?
Ooh, I do.
Who wants to ride around in a car across country with your three best bros? I don't know their names. But you can in the demo, which will be available exclusively for people.
Oh, I thought
this
was like, can I ride cross country with Gabe, Ryan, and Javi? Because that would be the most miserable experience of my life.
What? Every few hours, it'd just be like me saying, Final
Fantasy 13's not that bad. Me and Ryan, the only ones that actually drive every day. Versus all the other two that don't know how to drive.
Javi drives occasionally. Mm-hmm. Occasionally. Doesn't drive his car. His car's dead in his garage.
I know.
But so there's a demo for Final Fantasy 15 coming out, but it'll be available exclusively for people who get Final Fantasy Type Zero on day one.
Oh, never mind.
So, well, Type Zero is apparently, it was the PSP game. I don't think it ever actually got released in America, but it's getting re-released, I think, on PS4.
Of course, everything gets re-released.
Well, if I'm correct in that it never got released in North America in the first place, that's cool.
I don't even know what it is. What is it? Isn't that that mobile game?
It was the one that got released on the PSP. It was originally Final Fantasy 13 Agito in the, Crystallis series.
That's such a fucking dumb idea.
The original Final Fantasy 13 model of Final Fantasy 13 versus 13, and then
before it became just re-released Final Fantasy 13.
Yeah, it's clear that Square wants to get away from Final Fantasy 13 as much as possible.
The guy who made Lightning doesn't.
Nope, he will be with
introducing Final Fantasy 27.
He is going to be with her, Ryan, whether you want him to or not.
Did
he
you
won't
guys
be
see
able
that?
To stop him.
Did you guys ever watch the ending of Lightning Returns?
No, of course not.
You should. No. Everyone should take the time.
The ending him just giving her roses?
No, the ending of Lightning Returns, spoilers, everyone. After they beat the big baddie, which I'm pretty sure is like Space God or something, or just like space itself.
That's my least favorite JRPG trope.
Just fighting God.
Fighting God.
After they do that, they get essentially transported to real life Earth,
where Toriyama is waiting with a bouquet.
And the last scene is Lightning walking off a train in real life Earth. She is dressed like a normal person.
She exists, guys.
In real life Earth. Toriyama is trying to will her into existence.
He is gonna be with her, and you can't stop him. He is gonna swallow those pills, and he is gonna be with her.
Watching Toriyama present, talking about Final Fantasy 13 has been some of the most uncomfortable press conference viewing I have done.
More than Ridge Racer?
Yes. Ridge Racer is funny now. Toriyama is literally in love with a character he created. So yeah. Yeah, obscure, little bizarre. But away from that, all those Black Friday bundle sales seem to pay off for Microsoft. Xbox One was the best-selling console in November for the first time it finally beat the PS4 for the first time since release.
Woo!
And when all of these price changes were being announced, I was always curious how that would affect things
Sony
going
didn't
forward.
Really respond.
Yeah, yeah, because we've seen in the past.
You mean
Sony...
with that plethora of releases that Sony has for the holidays?
Yep,
yep. Those are the ones I'm talking
including
about.
Including Drive Club. And Drive Club.
Drive Club.
But we've seen in the past Sony has
they've had the ability to get cocky as all hell with their PS3 release where they tried to launch it at $600. And I'm just curious how this will pay off for Microsoft in the long run of just selling consoles for $50 less. And, like, the bundles on Black Friday were insane. It was, like, $320 for, like, Assassin's Creed Unity, which, like, what? Just throw that away. But I think another game came with it, too. But still, you get the console for $330. I think it was another Assassin's Creed. Blech. Okay, so you get a console and then two paperweights for $330.
Isn't that you're paying more for those? You're paying for but still, shitty games.
All of that, and like PlayStation was still selling for like around.
I guess you could just like turn those games into GameStop for like.
Yeah, just like flip them.
Two-thirds of their price.
Yeah, whatever. It's still like Microsoft got really aggressive with their pricing.
It's about time.
And
I think they realized that they need to really.
Yeah, like
be more proactive with, hey, get that out there, sell it.
Yeah, I think this is like the most.
Which I think they had a stronger lineup this holiday season too.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Just this year in general.
This year, yeah.
I think this is clearly the most competitive generation, like in recent memory. Just like it's pretty head to head at this point. Like PS4 is outselling Xbox One, but. They're both very similar spec-wise.
See, I wonder how many of those purchases of the PS4 people are like, beat the whatever game they bought it for, and then they're like, what now?
Yeah, I feel like that'll happen a lot.
I said that after Infamous. What now?
I'm so sorry you bought a PS4 for Infamous.
It's all right. Yeah. I made up for it by buying some other games that were
games okay.
I already bought. Yeah. I think Dragon Age Inquisition is... I have three original games for Xbox. I mean, for PS4. The rest are all re-releases. Well done, Sony.
Nailed it.
Speaking of re-releases, we got another one on the way. DMC, the reboot, and Devil May Cry 4 are getting remastered and coming to next gen.
Oh, boy.
And when this, like, I don't really care about these, like, maybe I can go back and try, like, Devil May Cry.
May Cry 4 was actually really good.
Yeah, like, I might go to that.
The biggest problem with that game was just backtracking.
Yeah. But, like, when I originally tried playing Devil May Cry 3, I wasn't that into character action, and then I saw the light with Bayonetta.
Okay, so you should go back and play number 3, because I still think 3 is better than Bayonetta. Not by much.
So maybe I'll get to that. But when this happened, it just made me ask myself of, like, when does this stop? Like, when will this come to an end of these re-releases?
When we're up to the current gen and they're re-releasing Destiny in about a year or two.
Destiny, who gave it Game of the Year edition?
I would like the first Deus Ex to be
Human Revolution, or
I Deus... love Human Revolution, actually. Human Revolution's great. I don't feel like they need to go back to that one, though. I feel like, hey, I really like the original.
What they should do, they should take Human Revolution and fix it. Because that game was almost spectacular.
I think it was spectacular.
The last, like, the whole, like, last fourth of it, I thought was really dull. Especially the very end. Apparently they did fix the boss fights in, a re-release of it. But
I don't remember the boss fights. For me, I just cheesed because I didn't want to deal with it.
Well, you couldn't do them if you were doing a stealth run, which was what I was doing.
They didn't count against you, though.
Like, you couldn't, like, kill the bosses. Like, it was incredibly...
You couldn't do Tranquilizer.
Yeah, it wasn't like a Metal Gear Solid sort of deal.
Luckily, I kind of knew that was... I remember reading it up, so I took a point in the Typhoon. It was just like, LOL. Boss fight.
Oh, man. But yeah, I wonder how much of this will happen in 2015. Like, I don't know. Just don't know. Because it's also happening with Final Fantasy X and Final Fantasy X-2.
See, okay, it's going to pick up now that... I think it's going to pick up because companies are like, wow, people really buy those.
Yeah, and the problem is I think people are buying them so much because there's fucking nothing else. So maybe once because they're... Because
the companies are spending their time re-releasing them instead of releasing original.
Yeah, because that's like easy... Like, I understand why. It's like easy turnover, like simple to do. Or like simpler to do, not necessarily simple.
Upscaling, I'm sure, is...
Yeah, and then it's like maybe next year when, like, next year has more like next gen releases, not like tied to the like last gen. So I'm wondering if when those finally start coming out, if these re-releases start dying down.
I feel like these re-releases will take up the space in between big releases.
Yeah, and like I don't have like a vendetta against these re-releases. I buy them. Like I am part of the problem, but like there's definitely a place for these guys.
I think it depends. I think some of them are way too... The word I'm trying to think of, just upscaling and re-releasing, I don't think should count. That's bullshit. Yeah.
I think the difference between like a hop from like Xbox to like Xbox 360, like that was like a whole HD
stuff upgrade. Like the Master Chief and Collection, then, I think that's cool. That's fine with
as
me.
Long as it works.
Yes,
yeah. That big hop,
get it working.
Yeah,
I feel like that's a very strong, like that's a good release because that is two generations after the first game came out.
One,
yeah, there's a lot of game there.
Yeah.
And they did work a lot in the, like, changing it.
Yeah, well, they did the Halo anniversary treatment to Halo 2, but they just upscaled 3 and 4. But, like, the difference between, the two generations ago hop to last generation was, like, the HD bump. But now it's just, like, an HRD. So I sort of see how, you know, games like Tomb Raider and The Last of Us want to do another like edition of it because it like they can show what like that game can like look like if they had like more power, and just if there was anything they couldn't do in the original release. Like GTA 5 has the whole first person mode. I have no interest in GTA, but like that I like that's still cool. I think there's definitely a place for it, and I understand why they're doing it. I hope it doesn't become as much of a crutch as it seemingly is right now.
Nah, I don't think it will. I mean, this is kind of the getting through the beginning of a new console like push. I feel like.
Yeah.
But also, I mean, I guess we also have a lot of games now, like with. Just video games in general being as old as they are, there's a lot more things that people kind of want to go back and remember. And fuck, man, those things sell.
They do.
They sell. So I don't know. I guess it depends.
Yeah. You know what else sells? Disfigured amiibos.
Oh, yeah, I've heard about this.
Discontinued amiibos sell, too.
Yeah, but I think it was last week or 2 weeks ago. When Samus with two arm cannons sold for like $2,000 or $3,000. This time around, Legless Peach sold for $25,000.
I can't believe that. What the fuck are people thinking?
I will buy a Peach amiibo for you and cut its legs off for like $5. Like, why? I don't get it.
Yeah, it is. That is dumb. Like, baseball cards used to have the same, like, thing. Like, a misprint card would always be worth more. But $25,000 for a fucked up peach. A jump from
$12 or $13 to $20. All right, buddy.
That is crazy.
I hope you enjoy
looking at your disfigured amiibo.
At your legless Peach, because like there's no way that's not an investment.
It's not even a good figure.
No.
Why?
I don't know.
Whatever. Like, you're never going to understand people. Never going to understand everyone. But in addition to that, apparently amiibos have been selling about 1-to-1 with Smash Bros. So for every copy of Smash Bros., one amiibo has sold. So to that degree, they've been a success, I guess. I mean, they've been selling out everywhere, but Nintendo's crap always sells out. Like, all of their non-software-based releases. Like, that friggin' GameCube adapter,
I got one.
Yep. Did you get the email today that it shipped?
I'll have to double-check again.
Yeah. Mine is in the mail. Did you get one, Ryan?
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay.
Me and Gabe are about to win all the online things.
Shit.
Woo. Mm-hmm.
Ryan's like, let me just take a second to get on my stupid gyroid and ride it. But I'm already there.
It's not a faster controller.
Yeah, but picking up
it
items
feels better.
Picking up items with the pro controller fucking sucks.
How are you gonna? I'm gonna be able to hit that A button way better than you, scrub.
I just mean the control stick. The control. I'll be able to actually fucking get to the item better.
GameCube controller is the greatest controller. And the last bit, Game Awards had 2 million unique viewers. So looking like we will have another one.
Another what?
Another Game Awards.
Oh.
And Jeff Keighley actually did. I think he did a Ask Me Anything like 2 days ago or today, and like the top question was just like issues they had with the Game Awards, and he replied with, "Yeah, I understand that. Pretty much the celebrities of our show." Like, the things that get people to come watch are the new releases, like the new trailers and, like, the teasing of that.
He knows.
But, like, I think we all said that it's definitely an improvement over what was.
Yeah, now get some better sound.
Yeah, now just get, like, someone who knows how to mix audio. And then, you know, that's, like, half the battle right there.
And make people not so boring, because I turned it off and like fell asleep for a while.
Yeah, they could have paced it a little better.
Oh, you guys were all still watching it while I was like napping.
And that's all the news we got.
Oh boy!
But
some questions?
We do have some questions.
Let's do those.
All right. Oh, I got a text from my sister. I'll look at that
poor.
Later.
Oh, do you?
All right. So first up. Jordan Rodkey answered my example question that I posted, or I asked, how the hell can people on this podcast like the new Terminator trailer? It's awful. He said, they can like it because it's just Terminator 2 again. The future stuff looked boring, though. And then he asked, best noodles in a game? I don't know too many games with noodles. Sleeping Dogs has noodles.
But yeah, but you don't play Sleeping Dogs
for the noodles. You play it for the pork buns.
Pork buns.
You're not a man with noodles in your hand. You're a man if you have a pork bun.
A man is not a man without a pork bun in his hand.
God, that is the best line of like that whole game, and the fact that it would always play. I forgot that got re-released too. The fact that it would always play is so good.
Dog eyes.
I can't think of too many other
games. Yeah, noodles in it that I remember.
I got nothing. So yeah, I guess Sleeping Dogs is by default.
Well, let me tell you about some sweet ass noodles I had the other day. There was this macaroni and cheese with blue cheese in it, and then buffalo chicken. That was
sounds
pretty
good.
Baller macaroni.
Sounds all right.
Blue cheese is always a winner in my book.
I do love blue cheese. Blue cheese is rather delicious.
It's delicious.
just palm it like a bear.
That's a bold move, Cotton.
It's rough, but it's still tasty.
All right, and then Justin asks, favorite Xmas gif? Also, Merry Christmas, guys. Merry Christmas to you too, Justin.
Oh, man.
Also, favorite. Happy Hanukkah, ho-ho hoops, whatever sort of thing you are celebrating. Especially ho-ho hoops.
Man, I think it might still be like the NES. That might still be one of my favorite Christmas gifts I've ever gotten.
N64. Or my motorcycle. Well, bike. Motorized bike.
I got a Game Boy Advance out of nowhere for Christmas one time. That was pretty cool. I had a list of things to complete in order to get a gift. It's like it was like one of those weird things. Have you guys ever had that where it's like sing a Christmas carol like while spinning around in circles, like all that crap? Do you ever have that thing?
No.
Okay.
Which thing?
It's like kind of like a scavenger hunt of stupid. So like this person has a gift for you, but in addition to the gift, like to get the gift, part of the gift is like a list of idiotic things, like run around the house making noises like a motorcycle. Like that sort of deal.
See, when I got my dirt bike for Christmas, I crashed it like a couple months later on a hill. That sucked.
Doofus.
My helmet has a dent in it.
That's what it's for. But yeah, I mean, that's the first thing that comes to mind of like when I was like really surprised. I did just get a bitchin' ass birthday present though, which is pretty close to Christmas. Like my birthday and Christmas have been pretty synonymous for me since like they're a fucking week apart. And when my parents and sister were up here for Thanksgiving, I mentioned that for a while I was looking for Space Jam on on vinyl, but it's just super hard to find and kind of expensive, but like it's Space Jam on vinyl. I'd pay $100 for it if I could find it. And then my mom texts me one day saying, happy early birthday. I don't have a PayPal account, so here's a link and check out for Space Jam. And a couple days later, I now have Space Jam on vinyl.
It is
one of my prized possessions.
I think my favorite one though was the N64. I got it with Ocarina of Time and Mario 64.
Those are good games.
Mm-hmm.
Those are good games.
Yeah, I also like the getting Star Fox. I remember that morning really well too with Super Nintendo. I played that for a long time that day.
I remember getting Rocket Power Beach Bandits for the GameCube. And for that day, I played it so much. I played that game endlessly. Yeah, like, I can't describe how much I was playing this game other than I played it a lot. And it was when I was a really stupid kid. So when I would try to save the game, it would say, like, are you sure you want to overwrite this? And I was like, well, it's defaulted to no, so it kind of sounds like a bad thing to do. So I would always just hit no, and I would never overwrite my save.
Did you fill your memory card up with nothing but rocket power?
No. So I just have this one save file of just, like, the beginning of the game, and I would, like, keep trying to save, but it would keep asking me to overwrite, and I'm like, I don't know what that means. I'm a stupid kid. And then the power went out.
And you lost
it. And I lost it all. And for the rest of my time playing that game, I just used cheat codes to unlock everything.
You know what the biggest thing I'm taking away from this is Gabe was a little kid when the GameCube came out.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
I was in college.
That was my, that was probably my age when the PlayStation came out in like 96. Oh.
Alright,
The PlayStation came out before that, but whatever.
So also in response to the Terminator question, Hayden Weiss said, it's so assy. Dylan said, fuck you, Gabe, I know it's you.
I had to wait till I got home to say that, because when I was doing it from work, it wouldn't let me switch from commenting as Game Over Nation.
So it would like, just be fuck. The page Game Over Nation telling the page Game Over Nation to go fuck itself.
Every time I want to do something like that, I'm always tempered by the fact that it's like, oh man, I can't say it as myself.
Yeah, that's weird that it does that. Like, now they've got a real easy button to swap back and forth on your comments on the webpage.
On the webpage, but they don't have it on the app.
The phone still. Yeah. All right, and then last up, Samuel Weber. I haven't heard that name before, so welcome.
I also think it's funny that the phone defaults to that webpage instead of yourself.
Here I am trying to welcome a new question asker, and you guys are talking about phone pages. Blasphemy. Samuel Weber asks, how excited are you all about Star Wars Battlefront on the next-gen consoles? Excuse me. I don't know. DICE has been dicey in the past.
They've been very dicey this gen.
They've been living up to that name.
I see that that's the disappointing thing. I love the series. I like Battlefront.
Yeah.
But I don't trust DICE.
Yeah, we have, like, I think at E3 it was one of, like, the just concept art trailers. Like, we haven't seen what it's going to be like yet. They have said it's coming out next year, 2015. So hopefully at E3 in 2015 we see more than concept art.
I would like to see another, like, Jedi Outcast as well with Kyle Katarn.
One step at a time, Dylan.
That guy was fucking cool, man.
Yeah, so I look forward to it. I really don't know what to expect. I will say, when we were watching Hunger Games, the trailer for Star Wars came on, and after it, I was like, I just leaned over to Javi and said, "God damn it, I'm excited now." It was like seeing it on a giant screen, like looked really fucking cool.
What did?
Star Wars trailer.
Oh, okay.
I believe that is all the questions we have, which is perfect timing because my next door neighbor. Or not next door neighbor, somebody near me, has started playing Fancy by Iggy Azalea again. I don't know if it's being picked up by my mic or not. I can't really tell.
I can't hear anything.
I kept playing Timber at work.
Why?
Because it's going down?
Because Pitbull, dog. Because
it's going down, Ryan.
Is it? Like I said on Twitter, I wish it would go down and no one would yell Timber and also Pitbull standing underneath the tree. That would be good.
No one warns Pitbull to get out of the way of the collapsing tree.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a breach in Cuban relations, Ryan.
Ryan, before you close us out, I will say I have almost officially won this week's fantasy matchup. So I am incredibly happy. I would like to thank the Academy. And now Ryan. No
one gives a shit. I think when you win it all, Gabe, no at the end, shit. You should just start shouting, collusion!
Yeah. With yourself.
No, his league conspired against him.
But if he still wins it all, then who cares?
I will, because I get to rub it in their fucking face. Dumb idiots.
Yeah. Stupid idiots.
All right, Ryan, take us out.
Yeah, so if you would like to find us, go to GameOverNation.com. You can also check out our Facebook at Facebook.com/GameOverNation. You can hit us up on the YouTubes, YouTube.com/GameZeroVerNation. And you can get us on Twitter, at GameOverNation. And so with that, that concludes episode 155 of Game Over Nation. We hope you enjoyed it, and we'll see you guys next week.
Not next week.
Maybe? Yeah, no. It might be a couple weeks.
We'll probably
because I'm not going to be home next week.
We'll probably get a show in 2 weeks from now. I think we can get one there. But next week, so I'll be in Florida. Everyone's scattered. So
yeah,
thank you for reminding me of that, Ryan.
Yeah. All right, guys. Have a good one. Bye.
Bye-bye.